This is Susan Robb for Teachers for a New Era. I'm talking with Monica Weiss, who is with the Foro de Ilustradores from Argentina. Argentina is the featured guest this year for illustration at the Bologna Book Fair. And Monica is one of three organizers who has done a lot to make all of this possible. So thank you for talking with me, Monica. Tell me about your work and about what is happening today with illustration in Argentina.
Hello, Susan. And well, we started with this project of Argentina Guest of Honor at Bologna 2 or 3 years ago, I think 3 years ago. We are too far from here, and we are three illustrators, Isvan, Irene Singer and me. The first year came Isvan, then Irene, and last year me. We, because all these things need a lot of preparation, lots. In Argentina, illustrators are well organized around the Foro, the Ilustradores, but we have no official or private support, so we are like three people alone. And during these 3 years, we learned to ask, because we went to all the culture ministry, the education ministry, our foreign affairs ministry, and a lot of private sponsors, and we learned to mix them, to join them in a project. It was hard for us because we are all the time with our pencils and our paintings, and we are like solitary people, but we could made all this project came possible, and we are absolutely happy of how this how it ended, because I think the exhibition is absolutely wonderful about our expectations, and this is part, it's a way of seeing what is going on in Argentina. Argentina is at this moment, we can say it's a poor country in terms of economy, but it's a very, very, very big cultural country with a tradition of a university tradition and an artistic tradition that still remains during generations. And I don't know if you know Buenos Aires or Córdoba or Rosario, for example, but they're cities where the cultural life is very, very huge, and I think it's our main objective, I don't know how to say. So we have done this project with very, very little money, but with a lot of artistic work. In the editor publishing aspect, the same happens, because we are a country with a lot, with a very big production of books in terms of quality of its artistic ways and quantity of books, but they are with no luxury at all, because paper is very, very expensive to us. You know, for example, here in Europe, we are everything is 5 or 6 times expensier than we have in Argentina. So everything is very, very expensive for us. And as the paper and all that has international prices, in Argentina, making a book is a very expensive thing. That's why you can see our books with an artistic work that is wonderful, but in a support that is, I don't know how to say humilde, it's the opposite of luxury. How do you say?
Mm-hmm.
economic.
So when you are here, is there a lot of interest that you find from other parts of the world in the work that's going on in Argentina?
Yeah, it happens. Yeah, that's wonderful, you know, but it happens two opposite things at the same time. Yesterday we had a conference with, we were the three organizers, and Jochen Weber from the Munich Bibliothek. He knows a lot about this circuit, and for example, he told us that he was astonished of how beautiful and how powerful was our exhibition, but that we don't have to have so many expectations because European market is very close, and it's not so easy to get in. So it's a work of many years. For example, we think that this is the first step, but we have to be patient and do things for years and years so we can enter. It's not one-time thing. in the other side of this same thinking, we received a lot of congratulations from people we never expected it, that came to our exhibition. Our exhibition has an architecture that is very luminous. It's like boxes of an airport, and our logo is, the logo of this project is a cow that flies, and it's very gorgeous, and it has a very sense of humor, and we made all the exhibition thinking about a trip, and all these boxes are with transparent, you say, windows in each side, so you can see the works, but you can see the people who are in the other side of the work. So it's very dynamic and with a lot of light. It's very claro, como se dice, not shy. It's what, and a lot of people told us that they think that we are a country with a lot of money. And they don't know we made this with no money. So I think we have in the individual stories of each Argentine that came this year to Bologna, there are lots of work offers this year, so we think it had a very good influence in our business. So we are very happy about that.
Who are some of the illustrators that are well known outside of Argentina?
Well, first of all, Isol, who is the illustrator who made that cow I told you, that is our logo. She's very well known and she's very prestigious. You know, 2 days ago the Andersen awards were announced, and she for second year consecutive was finalist. You know, there are five finalists of a lot of countries every year, and last year and this year she was one of the five that could have get the Andersen. She's very young, she is 39 years old. This year the prize was obtained by Roberto Innocente, who is absolutely merecedor, who deserves it a lot. And at the same time, you are absolutely sure that 1 year Isol will get it, because she's not only very talented, she's talented in every aspect. Then we have, for example, Isban, who is one of the organizers, is very, very well known in especially in Europe. I'm well known in Latin America, and because I won a Latin American prize 2 years ago, and that made me, you know, for example, I was invited to Mexico, and I didn't know that, because when you are in your country, you don't know what happens with your books. And then I was invited to Mexico, and there I was a celebrity, and I didn't know it. You know, I went to the book fair to sign, to autograph, and there were colas, files, lines of a lot of people saying, hey. So I am very well known in Latin America and Caribbean. And for example, people from Editorial Comunicarte are very, very well known in Europe too. I don't remember at this moment, but we have like regions, because when you get in touch and start working with some publisher house or some place like me with Puerto Rico, you stay a lot of years with that place, so you don't open to other parts of the world. So we are like
So when you begin as an illustrator in Argentina, and I'm sure everyone does a different path, but what kinds of careers can people go into?
Well, you know, we have no illustrator career in any level, in any official level, like not in the university and not in, how do you say, secondary school, in high school, and not in high school, unless one in one city that is called Mar del Plata that has one high school with one speciality on illustration. But in the last 4 or 5 years, we all come from different. I come from painting and architecture. Other comes from design. Other comes from boards and things like that. But from 4 or 5 years to now, many of us have started teaching. Teaching at the university, but not in a regular Catholic, you know, like a cultural extension of the university. There, that is how we say there. I don't know how do you say, but there, like 2 or 3 months that you go and people can go there. It's not a career. And we have our own studios or places when you have, I have a lot of people. I have people from Europe, for example, as we are so cheap to them, they can afford coming to my country, living 6 months, taking a course with me and travel through Argentina. And so we are now knitting a net of the future illustration career. We are very sure it will happen, because like 10 of us are learning a lot how to teach illustration, and we are thinking of joining together and present the project of the university career at the design faculty in the Universidad de Buenos Aires.
Now, the other question I wanted to ask is, what about the kinds of books being published there, and how is it for illustrators finding different styles of books to publish in?
Well, we are very, very diverse. You know, the diversity is our sign, it's our, how do you say, a sigil? Our stand. The diversity is culturally too, because we have all kind of ethnic so it happens in our culture that diversity is very accepted. And in publishing, you have a lot of publisher houses, a very, very big quantity of publisher houses, and each one has an aesthetic, an own aesthetic way of seeing things and selecting. And I think you know what we do for a living. We can't only stay with what we work to Argentina, so we work half of our work for Argentina, the other half for foreign countries, and that is a way to learning a lot too, because when you contact to other countries, we are a very permeable culture. There are cultures that are, for example, here in Italy, we are astonished on how during centuries people speak the same language, eat the same cheese, and we don't have that at all. We change all the time because we are too much permeable. but we are used to. So when we contact to other countries, we learn a lot, and that comes to Argentine culture. So it's very communicated. We have problems with our identity in that way, because our identity is like it's not so easy to see. But I think that diversity is one of our best ways of seeing our identity. So in books happens the same. If you can go here in the exhibition, you can see a lot of books too of that same originals, and there are all kind of formats, all kind of styles. I don't know, here is no educational books, there are only picture books or for the exhibition, but in Argentina the educational books are a very strong part of the market, and we export a lot to Latin America. So that is a very, ¿cómo se dice? Un caudal, it's a... Well, we have a lot of that, I don't know how to say. Excuse me for my English, I'm doing what I can, you know.
Monica, one more question, which is if people from the United States or other places want to find you online, can you tell us where we would look?
Yeah, we have a web page that is www.forodeilustradores. I don't know how do you spell this? forodeilustradores.com. forodeilustradores.com. And there you have, we have a, in this page you can find everything. For example, other of our national exhibitions, and all about Bologna, this Bologna presentation that actualizes all the time, that gets updated all the time. Yeah.
Well, wonderful. So we will know to look for you there, and thank you very much for talking with me about Argentina as the special guest of the fair.
Well, thank you, and we know that in USA, because we work a lot with them, lots of Latin people live and work and want to read, and we are very happy with this interview. Thank you.